Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Councillor Nkulu Mbundu, who's the MMC for Economic Development in the City of Johannesburg. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Gary. How are you?
Good afternoon, thank you. Thank you. So, Councillor, we're talking about service level agreements between the City of Johannesburg and its contractors. And this seems to be a contentious point. And we would like to understand a bit more why. What is it about the SLA? Who enforces it? Who is in charge of compliance?
Well, if you consider the city's core 10 departments, which are the are led under the various MMC portfolios, so transport, social, housing and health, economic development, finance, public safety, and so on. The departments all are split pretty much into two. You get the political heads, this is the MMCs, and then you get the administration, and the administration reports into the city manager. The accountability for delivery of services and those SLAs essentially fall under the city manager's office for enforcement.
And who? Hi, Councillor, it's Cathy here. So who actually monitors that? Who monitors that the city managers are actually doing their jobs? Because when we drive through Johannesburg, it is such a disgrace. It's clear that Pick It Up is not doing their job. So who's, you know, how do we get to the bottom of it in order to fix it?
Well, our roles as the MMCs have an oversight responsibility over our department. So the interface for the public is really the MMC's offices as the primary oversight, where we've got teams internally that looks at policy and planning, for example, monitoring media engagement and stakeholder engagement. And these are responsible for holding the officials accountable from a delivery perspective. So you could say that the final execution of the delivery rests in our offices as MMCs to enforce the work of the entities as well as the officials to execute according to the mandates that they have.
Councillor, has anybody actually been held accountable?
We are, you know, this is something that we're doing every day. Yeah. Just bearing in mind that this multi-party government is only 5 months into the administration, and the first thing we did was to start to look at things like skills audits. Do we have the right people doing the jobs that they are paid to do, for example? You know, are there adequate consequence management measures in place? And, you know, you'll be shocked to find that isn't a very effective consequence management process in place because of the nature of contract signed with the various heads of departments and their performance. So what we are looking to do now is, in terms of the amendment of the roles, is to have stringent consequence management for non execution of the functions. I mean, for the longest time, there really hasn't been any form of serious consequence management. And because now it's the labor matter, it has to take into account the unions and so on, and ensuring that the stakeholders understand that the functions have got to take into account consequence management. I mean, you know, it's a headache for us as MMCs because we're held accountable by the public. But if you are unable to enforce strict consequence management, it makes our jobs very difficult, and it's what keeps us awake at night. But it is something that we've established as a major weakness in the city, and we are working very hard at it.
Yeah. You're actually the first person who said that there is actually a problem in terms of labor holding people accountable and showing that there's, you know, consequences for not doing your job, because now we're actually hearing that, well, there's a problem with the unions, because the unions come in. And I know that... anyway, long story short.
And I think also particularly with the consequence management and obviously driving that forward, what sort of changes can we expect? Because obviously it's today and tomorrow. So, I mean, what can we expect to be happening now?
Look, I mean, I can only speak on behalf of my department being an economic development, but I can also hint at some of the conversations we're having as the joint mayoral committee, that which we all understand that... there is a big problem in terms of consequence management in particular. And that is going to be an HR process that is driven through what we call institutional reviews. So the next thing that we're going to be doing is institutional reviews to look at all the government departments and the functions that they have and evaluate whether or not those functions belong to those departments, or if those departments are capable of delivering on functions effectively, and whether or not the department maybe is overburdened by a responsibility or not. And in that process, we're going to be looking to remodel and realign those functions and creating a strong governance framework in that space that will then make sure that they can, the entities focus on exactly what they are geared for. And I'll give you an example. You know what, an entity in my department called the Jordan Property Company.
Yeah.
And when we had a look at the functions that they are delivering, parts of which include cleaning, and, you know, which is something that they should not be involved in. Should cleaning fall under, you know, its own department, so to speak? They are a property facilities management company, and therefore, you know, they should be looking at asset management, leasing, for example, and the general repairs and maintenance of facilities. So I'm just giving one example of an entity where we realize that it's got maybe more functions than it's needed. And as we go on to do the institutional reviews to see whether or not the heads of those particular departments are qualified for those particular functions so that we can hold them accountable. So this is now something that is we'll get into motion after we do the budgets, which we've just concluded as we're going into the budget cycle.
Doesn't the Joburg Property Company only clean places like taxi ranks, where they're basically in charge of that area?
Pick It Up is essentially the one that looks at the outside waste management, so to speak. And then when you look at the facilities, city facilities in particular, so anything that belongs to the city, that responsibility for cleaning then falls into the Joburg Property Company.
All right. Well, I'm sure that it's not the last time we're going to be speaking to you. Councillor Mkhuli Mbundu, the MMC for Economic Development in the City of Johannesburg. What a pleasure. It's been speaking to you. Thank you very much.